Blog Talk Radio.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this.
Let your all consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us.
Thank you.
lift that hand and we see your glory. We see your glory, Lord. You're high and you lift it up. And your train fills the timber. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 holy. We see your glory. Let it be revealed. I do. Let it be revealed. Show yourself. We want to really, really, really know you. So we worship. How we worship your majesty, dominion, power, it belongs to you, Jesus.
Good evening, everyone. We greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We truly appreciate your fellowship and tremendous support. I am your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, also with the co-host, Sister Faithful Spates. We're in for our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, while she's absent. A Time of Reflection aired live Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday segments is hosted by Minister Billy Burns out of APAC, North Carolina, and her subject is They Overcome, and you can find it in Revelations chapter 12, verse 11, and it airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Join us for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, the time for about 30 minutes of prayer on Sunday morning. Our call-in number for all segments is area code 858-683-1334. Again, 858-683-1334. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. You're welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that is airing live as we speak. Visit our website at www.newdestinyministry.com. There is online giving for your convenience. And now we've been having scriptures all week, so I'm going to the book of Colossians, chapter 3, and I'll be reading from 12 verse 2, the 17th verse, and I'll be coming out of the King James Version. So if you don't have your Bible at this hand, you can jot it down again. That's Colossians chapter 3, and I'm going to start with verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. 14, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectionness. 15, and the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And verse 17, and whatsoever you do in words or deeds, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy words. And now we are so blessed to have Prophetess Patricia Spakes of Prayer Mountain Ministries International give up our time, and she'll be opening the prayer. Praise the Lord.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm still stuck on that worship song. Let your glory fill this place.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let your glory, Lord, fill this place. Well, we do welcome everyone. We give honor to the founder of the Blog Talk Radio Station, A Time of Reflection, with New Destiny Ministries, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, in her absence, and honored that she has allowed all of us to teamwork to come together. Hallelujah, and continue on what God has given her to do. Let's just, hallelujah, humble ourselves. That song is in itself should have humbled your hearts. Glory to God. Made you ready for the glory. Because the scripture that she's been giving, scripture in Isaiah 60, says, arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. Glory to God. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time of reflection, Lord. Glory to God, that would, even when the word is being preached, Father, that we would allow that word, hallelujah, to reflect in our own lives, to judge ourselves, that we be not judged. We thank you for the glory filling the temple, filling this place right now, as your people have come together to set themselves in agreement, hallelujah, for the move of God upon a time of reflection. We pray for every listener right now, Father God, that ye that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, is speaking to us today. We pray for the speaker today, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that the Spirit of the Lord be upon him. For you have anointed him to preach the gospel. You have sent him to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty today, God, them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. We decree and declare that each and every one, hallelujah, working together today to make it a perfect broadcast for the glory of God, that the anointing would prevail. Glory to God. We welcome the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth. And we thank you for the anointing that will break and destroy every yoke. And we speak to the atmosphere. Satan, the power of the blood of Jesus has already defeated you. You've already been defeated. It is a finished work. Glory to God. All power has been given unto us through his death, burial, and resurrection, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that triumphant blood is triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. Glory to God. And he's given us the overcoming blood. Will we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony? And we decree and declare the testimony of the word, that the angels of the Lord will encamp around about this atmosphere on this time of reflection broadcast. Hallelujah, because we fear the Lord and bring deliverance, and we'll chase every enemy, God. Every contrary spirit, every religious spirit, every unclean spirit. Glory to God. We remind you, for this purpose, Jesus Christ was manifested, who is our Lord and our Savior, that he destroyed the workings of the devil. And so, Father, we release the peace of God and the blessings of God and the word of the Lord to come forth today on this broadcast. I hear this word, let my people go. Let them alone in the name of Jesus. Let the broadcast alone. Let those that are on the broadcast, Elder Gates, Minister Spates, and Sister Ruby, and Faithful, all those, and Apostle Timothy, Adrian Bernard, let them alone. For this thing that we do is to bring God glory. In the name of Jesus, let it alone. You have nothing to do with the righteousness of God.
God that is in Christ Jesus in our lives. Glory, it's a finished work, and we plead the blood of Jesus against you right now, and we thank you for the anointing that will break and destroy yokes today. Let your glory fill this place in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. 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 Thank you, woman of God, for that prayer. This is Faithful. I'm just filling in and co-hosting with Sister Ruby as Evangelist Agent Bernard is away. Amen. On return back from her wonderful vacation, her time off, and before the Lord as well, she deserves it. You are tuning into a time of reflection. If you're new, I see a few new folks on here I don't recognize, but if you're just tuning in new for the first time, this is a time of reflection. This is a talk show that will encourage and inspire and empower listeners to trust God in every area of your life, naturally, spiritually, and to pursue your destiny. Amen. We have wonderful speakers that come on every week, anointed speakers from different ministries, whether they're life coaches, pastors, teachers, that will really help and uplift your life and take it to the next level. We thank God for the woman of God, Evangelist Agent Bernard, that does this show every single day at the same time, 1 p.m. Pacific time. Pacific Standard Time, amen. So we're going to get started today. It's going to be a little bit different today, a time of discussion and reflection. I see some leaders as well that is tuned in as their regular. I see Evangelist Cummings, welcome woman of God. I see Apostle Timothy Johnson. He's going to be on with us today doing discussion. And Elder Gates, we're going to have him actually start the discussion. We're just going to have a discussion and reflection. We're just going to let the Lord flow. We just came out of a series that ended yesterday with a powerful speaker that ended out the Acts of the Apostles. It was a great journey. Many spoke. It was so awesome. We thank God for that because truly we felt the Holy Spirit. We learned so much, empowered, inspired us. It was a great journey. So now we're just going to reflect and have a great time today. Tomorrow we have Pastor Ed Hamilton. He's from Provoked to Purpose Ministries, and he's going to be coming on starting the official Provoked Fridays, taking us higher as far as regaining our birthrights, as far as so much stuff and success and taking our ministries and lives even to the even higher level in God. Very, very wonderful life coach, instructor, pastor, very powerful. So we look forward to starting that off tomorrow. The flyers will be up right after the show following as we get ready to go into Provoked Fridays every single Friday with Pastor Ed Hamilton of Provoked to Purpose Ministries out of Houston, Texas. Amen. So let's get started. I want to go ahead and introduce Elder Gates. We thank God for this man of God. He's anointed and appointed, truly a man of wisdom. He's going to get us started in some awesome topics along with Apostle Timothy Johnson. They're going to go ahead and get us in some great discussion and topics. Amen. So we're going to get started, and thank you, for man of God, for coming on today, all the leaders that's on today, and Evangelist Cummings as well. If you feel free, you get something by the Spirit to go ahead as well. A prophetess space, Patricia Space, my mom, I thank God for you for supporting. Thank you so much, woman of God, for tuning in to support. But anytime supporting us, if you guys get anything, please feel free as we're doing opening, like an open thing today, discussion and topics and reflection. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and start off with Elder Gates. We thank you, man of God. Welcome.
God bless you, and to each of you, the Lord's people, to, of course, our host and our founder, Evangelist Bernard, and to Prophetess Space, to Sister Ruby, to Sister Faithful, to Apostle Timothy Johnson, and to each of you, the Lord's people. We give God praise for all that He has done, and for, amen, for this this awesome opportunity to minister and to understand and just have a little fellowship today. We thank God that, you know, this is somewhat of a more informal format, because we are going to wait to see what the Lord has to say to Evangelist Bernard as far as where we're going to go from here, as we have concluded and in our study with the Acts of the Apostles. Certainly, and I agree with Sister Faithful, it was a powerful study throughout the whole book. It seems that, you know, you can never do too much to study the Word of God, because if we don't understand how important the Word of God is, then what we actually do to ourselves is we actually deprave ourselves from something that God has preserved for us over time and over every circumstance and situation. I think that it is marvelous, you know, that God has given us the tools that we need in order to walk with him, in order to please him. Because so often and so many times we engage with people or with ideas or what have you, that we have to make guesswork out of a lot of stuff. But God is so loving and so kind and so thoughtful of us, particularly in with respect to how far we did fall when we did fall in sin. He was so mindful of us that he calls men to write things down, and he calls the same things that were written down, he calls them to be preserved over time, and just for this word to land in your hands. Sometimes I don't know if we really understand it, if we really reflect completely on what God has done for us, even as much as holding your Bible. Do you actually take into account what God needed to do for us to have available to us the Word of God, to see and to read the documentation and the realities and the circumstances and the accounts of men and women of God over time that have walked with the same God that you walk with. I think that is awesome that you know you somehow can connect with people that you have never met and that lived centuries and years and ages before you, like people like Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses and David and on and on and on. These men and women of God and Ruth and Esther and, you know, just these powerful people, some of them had some of the same issues and weaknesses and you know same things that we have going on in our life. We have the ability by the Word of God to connect with them, and the fact that the Word of God is life. It's just not life in terms of that it is alive, but it is life because it is real life. It's life because it contains people that actually lived and actually understood what it is, and we can understand what we go through by virtue of what they went through, the pioneers and the patriarchs and the people that walked these pages of Scripture out for us, and that God has given us the integrity of such a book that it applies to every age, every time, every dispensation. I think it is awesome that the Bible never has to be revised. It never has to be renewed. It never has to be updated because it applies wherever you are in whatever situation. And so as we reflect on some of the things that we've been listening to, whether it's from the book of the Acts of the Apostles or whether it was some other broadcast, we want to open up the telephone line. I'm gonna pass it to Apostle Timothy first. But we want to open up to some of the people on the line, and just to see what some of the things are that have stood out to you as far as this ministry is concerned. Because sometimes I believe that it is necessary even for the host just to hear how important and how impactful this ministry is to the people that support it and that listen in on a daily basis or as often as you can. So let's start there, and I'm going to pass it to again to Apostle Timothy. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Welcome, and go ahead with your comments.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm just excited about, as Elder Gates has said, about what God is doing within this hour of our lives. Certainly, we just want to contest to what God is saying and doing. I think that in this hour we've been dealing with the Acts of the Apostle, and we've been dealing with the order and the structure of God, and we've been dealing with how we must walk as disciples of Christ, because we set the example, we set the bar for the standards that are set for Christ. And so, again, he wants to open up the floor for comments of what you feel There is some word base that I would like to give at a later point after we go from the lead of what he wants to do at this very point.
Amen. So, Sister Faithful, who do we have on with us on today?
Wow, we have a pretty full house. Let's go ahead and begin to open up the lines. I'm going to begin to go down the lines. Let's see, and we can begin to start with some of the wonderful people that have tuned in. One moment. Let's see. Okay, let's go ahead and start with area code 408. Caller, your name and welcome. Area code 408, caller, your name and where you're calling from, welcome. They may be muted. Okay, they may be muted. We'll come back. They could be muted or work at work or something like that. You never know. Let's move on down the list here. We're going to go to area code 919. Caller, welcome. And your name, and do you have a comment? Area code 919. Welcome, caller. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. Some people are muted. They're at work. They're at lunch. It just depends. We're going to keep it moving down the list. Area code 985, caller, your name and welcome. Okay, area code 985. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Everyone can hear me? Okay. Area code 985. Okay, let's see. Let me just go to, actually, let's go ahead and go to Evangelist Cummings, area code 213. Are you available, woman of God?
Yes, I'm here.
And hi, I'm welcome, welcome.
And I was listening to Pastor Gates and listening to his comment, what he was saying, and I was just thinking, I said, Lord, all that we hear, what is the purpose? The purpose of the gospel is to win souls to the kingdom of God, to go out and to draw souls into the kingdom of God. That was the Acts of the Apostles. And I thought about Peter and how that he was given a dream. And you know how sometimes God deals with us in dreams. And I thought about how that the gospel from the beginning of Genesis all the way to Revelation, how that God gave us a glimpse of the future. In other words, it was written down for our learning, the scriptures, that we might have a glimpse of things to come to pass. And what are we doing with this? Are we going to take Moses' account? Are we going to take Daniel's account, Ezekiel's account, Isaiah's account? Are we going to go to the New Testament and take the Revelator, John the Revelator? Are we going to take his account of what was written down and what he saw? And the Word of God said that eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard, and neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for us that love him. And today I was so motivated listening to when I heard Elder Gates before, he just really, really motivated me. And when I hear God's word, even though I preach and I'm a Sunday school teacher, assistant superintendent, but when the gospel is preached, it motivates me to go out and share what I've heard. Sometimes you don't. It's not for word or to give them the scriptures, but it's an opening that you can share the gospel because we're all about winning souls to the kingdom of God. Today, I was so overpowered with the Acts of the Apostles, and so I said, what did the apostles do? Paul was a great missionary, and he was an apostle to the Gentiles. And I said, what did he do? He went out and he taught others, and then he went out and he was a soul winner, and he was a teacher. Today I was witnessing out, and I had passed by the laundromat. I was witnessing to a young man, and as I witnessed to him, Elder Gates began to pray one day, and he began to open up, and he prayed the salvation prayer. And today with that young man, because of, now I've been an evangelist for some number of years, but praying is one thing that I do, but I have never just went out and just led the prayer of salvation. And I did that with this young man today, and he said he's coming to church. I've seen this young man. He used to work in the building where I work at now. His father used to be there. His father passed on. And he's in his 50s now. And that young man was sincere, and I told him, do he believe the word of God? Do you believe what God's word said? And I asked God, I said, Lord, let it be a purpose that you have placed people in my pathway that I can be a witness. What can I do now? I'm 65 years old, but I still want to work for the kingdom of God. I want to do something. I don't want to just sit in the church and wait for my turn to speak behind the pulpit. No, that's not what I want to do. I want to do that when there's time, but my main purpose now is to win souls to the kingdom of God. Pray that God, I went over to today because of the Acts of the Apostles, I went over today and prayed with some of my unsaved family. Because if I'm going to touch them, I need to go out and pray with them and call them into the kingdom of God and put them together and ask God, ask them what their request was. The apostles, they went from house to house breaking bread in prayer and supplication, and God added daily those that should be saved. I've been motivated by the Acts of the Apostles. I've been motivated at listening to those that come on and speak that have the same heart and the same mind that I have. It makes you feel good when you know that we're in unity, even though we might be in different places, some back east and some up north, and I'm down south in California, but we have the same mind, sisters and brothers in Christ, and some, we may not have the same views, but all of us are seeking to draw more into the kingdom of God. I'm going to let somebody else go on because I just want to say that you're right, Pastor Gates. You're right. What can we do to motivate, and what can we do to add? And I was just thinking, what could I do? And I started out today doing what I could do because of what I've heard and being motivated by listening to others. God bless you all. God bless Evangelist Adrian Bernard and the work that you all are doing, Sister Faithful, you and Sister Ruby, and all those that are on the line. God bless you, and I'm motivated. When I have, sometimes I'm working, and sometimes I'm really busy, and sometimes I have people that don't want to hear, if you know what I'm talking about. So I can't listen in, but when I'm available, I'm going to try to listen in because it's motivating to hear what God is doing with his people. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Cummings. Amen. We thank God for her. She's faithful. She's loyal. She's a wonderful woman of God. Thank you for that. Thank you, truly. One more time of Elder Gates and Apostle Timothy. There is now, we see a lot of new callers. If you guys can do me a favor and go back over what you're asking them to do. Some people maybe just go ahead and rephrase it. That's newcomers. Some of them may not have been on here for the other things and teachings. Then I'm going to go to Prophetess Patricia Spates if she don't mind giving us something as well. But if you can read just real quick Elder Gates and Apostle Timothy, or you can just really give instruction again, because I see a lot of new callers. They may be confused. Amen.
Amen. What we want to do today is we want to reflect and see what it is that we have learned over, I mean, whether we're talking about the Acts of the Apostles, which is a study that we have just completed, which probably will be the most prevalent in your mind, but if it was something else that you have heard over the span of time as you have been listening into the time of reflection with this broadcast, because what we want to do is we want to see how the Word of God and how the ministry has been affecting you and impacting your life, because the word has an objective. It is not just meant to be heard; it's meant to be done. It's not just meant to be preached; it's meant to be walked out. It's not just meant for us to just enjoy in terms of, you know, somebody's able to eloquently say something, or somebody can tune up and, you know, what we call in the African American movement of the church, you know, tune up and hoop and all that kind of stuff. That's wonderful, and that's all fine and good. But it means nothing if the word of God is not taking root in your life, so much so that it's causing you to live like it. It's causing you to live after. It's causing you to walk in it. So what we're trying to do today is we're trying to see how the word of God through this broadcast has impacted each of you that have been listening either just recently or over time. We want to see how the word of God and how this ministry has impacted your life. And very, you know, as expressive as you can, because we want to give Evangelist Bernard some kind of sense about, you know, where the ministry is at, because sometimes when we reflect, that's what we're actually doing. We're taking inventory about what we've done, because sometimes we can rush past some things that we need to maybe readdress. We can go over some things that seem to be kind of normal to us or something that really is not that difficult for us. Somebody else may be struggling with it. For instance, let me just highlight one particular area. For instance, this is just me speaking for myself. I'm not bragging, but just saying for myself. Forgiveness is not a problem for me, but for somebody else, that might be a tremendous issue. And so if there's some things, particularly, I mean, and even if you have some questions about some things as it relates to something that you might be dealing with in your life, of course, we're not going to turn this necessarily into a counseling session, but there's some applications from the Word of God that we can give you so you can know how to address some things and some issues in your life, because we want to make sure that we're being effective as far as our evangelistic approach to this broadcast, because we want to push people out into the world and do what Evangelist Collins was saying, and go find people, your family members, some friends, a stranger, it don't matter. Go find somebody that needs to hear this gospel, because as you learn this gospel, somebody else needs to do the same. They need to hear what you've heard, because the reality is that Paul said it like this: it is by the foolishness of preaching that men come to Christ. It is by the foolishness of preaching that people come to repentance. So you don't have to have a title like mine or like Apostle Tim's or like Evangelist Bernard or Evangelist Cummings. You don't have to have a title like that. All you have to do is be a witness. You have to have the Spirit of God in you. You have to have the Word of God alive in you so that you can share. So that people can understand, and not so that people know that you are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're doing today.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to go to Prophetess Patricia Spates. You've been with us throughout. Yes, also spoke during the Acts of the Apostles. We thank God for you being a part of that, amen, woman of God, and as well being a prophet as a minister and having your own ministry as well. Do you have anything to say as well, far as with the study we just came out of, but what he's saying as well?
Oh, for sure. When I first started, God bless everyone, when she asked me to speak, I spoke twice. I believe it was the sixth chapter, if I'm not mistaken, and then the 23rd chapter. But I noticed immediately when I first met Elder Gates, his conversation at the end of all that was done, they were always giving him an opportunity to speak. And his purpose was introducing or leading people to Christ. My heart leaped for joy, because that was what our purpose was when I married my husband. He was a true evangelist. He was a soul winner. The scripture tells us he that winneth souls are wise. This whole gospel that is being preached from Genesis to Revelation is about man's redemption, mankind's redemption, being redeemed back to God. And we as the church is saved, we've been redeemed. Well, why not go out and do the same for others? He told Peter, when thou art converted, go strengthen thy brethren. And the whole foundation is that somebody needs to know Christ. Your preaching is in vain when you can stand in the pulpit and preach all that hoop and holler and do what we do, and you don't know how, at the end of that service, to see if somebody needs to know Jesus. to see if somebody needs healing in prayer. And I know sometimes we can get caught up with the preaching and message, but the foundation of the sole purpose is that somebody would go and be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, whose heart is ready to know Christ. This is how I was trained. My husband was a soul winner, and I would intercede while he would. I seen him preach Genesis to Revelation in 3 to 5 minutes and lead those people to the Lord. I've seen him translate out of the kingdom of darkness, where when my children were much younger, Faith was my oldest child and my youngest is 22. And when we would be witnessing on the streets and things, or they would come to our home, they would literally hide behind their father and I, or they would hide behind the door. They wouldn't come out of the room, but soon as we would take time to read Romans 10:9-10, the revelation of being born again and accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and getting them filled with the Holy Spirit and into their lives, we literally saw transformation from darkness to light. The children would literally come out of the room and begin to sit around them because they saw darkness. They saw the darkness that was on them. And as the woman of God said a few minutes ago, that blessed me, that's what you're supposed to do. She went about to go to her family. You got family members. You are saved. This old gospel saved you. You accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Glory to God. And accepted his Holy Spirit. Then that same anointing, you take that. That's the evangelistic work that we should be doing. And there's people who are called evangelists. That's a call of God. That's an anointing, the fivefold anointing. But then we all, the Bible tells us, can do the work of an evangelist. And I remember when I started ministering, I don't want to take too long, I had this anointing. They told me in the world I had a gift of gab, amen, and I had a head on my shoulders, you know, and things like that. Well, I remember I went to minister to this one man, and I missed him. I lost him in so many ways because I wasn't really prepared. And it troubled me because I saw him back up. And I went before the Lord, and I was kind of saddened. And my husband said, he prayed, and then the Spirit of the Lord said to me, I will reveal to you the hearts that are ready. And I'm breathing this on you all today, because God, when he began to, he spoke that to me 30-some years ago and said, I will show you the hearts that are ready. I remember my father called my home after that revelation. And I'm standing there talking to my dad, and all of a sudden I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit say, he's ready. And I said, hold on, Dad, one moment. And I went, I said, honey, God said, but Dad was ready. He led my father to the Lord. And from that time forward, the Spirit of God began to speak to me in the supermarkets or places or loved ones or family members. He's ready. One more testimony. We are his witnesses, the Bible tells us. This is what the Jehovah Witnesses do. They go out and they believe that gospel, that doctrine that they're teaching. And they get in, they door to door. They go door to door. They call themselves Jehovah Witness. Amen. They're witnessing that doctrine that they believe that will change their lives. But we know it's error. God, you know, we don't even bid them Godspeed, they say, because they don't believe the way we believe. But this gospel is transforming. Brother Space was like a bird dog in the spirit. They call a pointer that finds birds. We would be having big fellowships in people's homes and things like that. And suddenly, Brother Space would shut the whole celebration down and say, wait a minute. Heaven's eyes is on this one person. He would spot that person, and he would stop the whole fellowship and say, we need to focus on this. Heaven is on this person's attention. And he would lead that woman or that young man to the kingdom of God. And I tell you, we would be celebrating. He would get them born again, accepting Jesus Christ according to Romans 10:9-10. Hallelujah. And then he would get them filled with the Holy Spirit. When Luke says, he that is evil know how to give good gifts unto the children, how much more would the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to him that asks? So in the book of Acts, I'm glad to hear that it has inspired men and women of God to get up and be a doer of that word. I was sensitive to when she first started and heard Elder Gates. My heart leaped for joy because this is what we were created to do, is tell somebody about Jesus. I don't care if you don't do nothing but tell them that you love them. I was in a restaurant years ago, I never forget, and there were 8 gay men at that table. And the Spirit of God was moving on me. to say something to those young men. They were gay. And I simply said to them, leaving that restaurant, I said, I just want to tell you all that Jesus loves you. I said, you may not ever see me again. I said, but somewhere in your life, I pray that this African American, they were of a race, I pray that this African American woman's presence will come to you in the fullness of time. They all smiled, but there was one that was kind of mean. I paid him no mind. I said, he loves you too. That was enough. Just to say, I didn't feel led to witness in a sense about born again, but I told them Jesus loves them just the way they are. Never reject the love of God, and they receive me. So be a doer. This gospel must go into all the world. In that day of the book of Acts, they reached Asia, they reached Europe, they reached Africa. Amen. It was talking about the post-resurrection of Christ. It was talking about the ascension and the acts of the Holy Spirit, spreading the gospel. It's the same today. Go into all the world, right into your home, right into, be sensitive. There's a sinner prayer I can put out on the wall, but I've tried to write down with Elder Gates, a very awesome prayer. You can get them a prayer that trains their lives and pray with them. Be sensitive. I love what the woman of God said that she did today. She led a young man to the Lord in the marketplace. Then she went to her family members. This is what it is. They're going to hell if you do not witness and tell them that Jesus loves them. This is what the Acts has done for me. It's also stirred up me to pray for souls. Give me souls, Lord. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he send forth labors. We are labors in the kingdom. Amen. So praise God for Evangelist Bernard that obeyed the Spirit of God to teach on the book of Acts. Because the Holy Spirit is now the agent, amen, and then the executive of God in earth to carry on the work that Jesus began. Amen. Both for us to do and to teach. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. That was awesome. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, Prophetess Spates. That's my mom, you guys. I don't know if you know that. That is my mother. I thank God for her. She truly has said some wonderful things, and it's just bringing me back to just some great memories as a child and just what has been instilled in my life and how I can relate myself. I'm going to go real quick, you guys. Sorry, real quick. I'm going to say my comment really quick. But just as it relates, you know, to Acts and just what God has done in my life and just watching soul winning and even in my business and just doing kingdom business as well with God's people, it is just, I feel the power of God and what this line has done and what not just this broadcast have done, but other radio broadcasts, but mainly this one has done. It has really been a wonderful, empowering experience to be amongst these people of God coming together, taking their time. I was sitting here saying, I just said to Evangelist Bernard as she's away, I said, wow, I said, you know, I really condone, I really give you and my mother, so much props, because I said, it's not that, you know, I'm not, you know, it's not that I don't sacrifice my time or do certain things. Don't get me wrong, because everybody has their own form of ministry in some way. Everybody's not called to the pulpit. No, you know, at the same time, there's a way to minister in your life to people, to shine your light, that they will know who God is, to shine his glory however you do that. But I will say, these women of God, these men of God, they take a lot of time out their schedule to do what they do daily. Amen. So that's why I was honored to fill in and do what I do. But I said, I really am touched by this line to see what she does, and she brings on so many leaders, and she doesn't ask for a dime. She doesn't ask for anything. So that's what has touched me and has blessed me. But the Acts as well, the study we just came out of, there's just so much that it's been full, and it's been just encouraging and empowering again to go over and to hear it come, because I hear it all the time because of who my mother and father is, but to, you know, definitely the elders and the pastors and the teachers and apostles and things that I've sit under and sit with. But I just thank God. It's been an awesome experience. I thank God for the callers that call in. I thank God for the woman of God who brings on, you know, all these leaders. It is a really awesome, powerful portal. I will say a portal, but a platform, a truly a great platform that has been blessing. So that is my just quick comment on it all and, one, you know, summing it all together and just saying, wow, this is just this whole experience from the studies, you know, the studying on here that has been presented and, you know, the journeys that we've taken in the Word as well with the leaders, but just what this line does and just as well from real quick my life and just hearing my mother say what she just said, I'm just blessed right now. I'm overwhelmed because my life is not my own. Amen. My life is not my own. own. There is something that I have that I can do. There's something that I know that is God in my life that I can share with others that has changed my life, that has, since before I was born, you know what I'm saying? I just thank God for my parents and who they were, being able to bring me into knowing the Lord, amen, that I knew God. But the fact that before I was even born, you know what I'm saying, God called me, my God, he called me with a higher purpose and a plan for my life. I just thank God that, you know, this is an awesome experience. I am just so blessed, and I feel the fire shedding up in me of praise right now. I feel the Holy Spirit. I just feel so blessed to even just partake and hear everyone and what they're saying from Evangelist Cummings and how she says she's ministering to her family. But with just the testimony in this line and everything that's going on, I'm just blessed. I'm getting into praise. I may be going in circles with what I'm saying, but it all relates somewhere. Hopefully you understand where I'm going and you get my point. Amen. So anyway, so we're going to go ahead and begin to open up the lines and continue to go down the lines, and we welcome everyone. And matter of fact, if you've been listening, let's go ahead and go to area code 480. Welcome, caller. And what's your name? And do you have a comment today?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. I am Evangelist Michael Johnson, Jr. I'm a friend of Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, and I told her that when I'm not working, when I get a day off, I would call in. And I just tuned in about 12 minutes ago, so I'm tardy, but I just want to say I have enjoyed what I've heard thus far, because this is a time of witnessing. This is a time of going out to the highways and to the hedges of the earth, compelling men and women to come unto Jesus Christ, because this is the time that salvation draws nigh. And we know that God is coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle, and it really behooves for us, young or old, to witness for Christ and to live that life, and not only to live that life, but to give God the glory and the praise and the honor that's due his name, because this is a time that we have to just not be ashamed, but really, truly carry the name of Jesus and hold up his name so that we can receive our blessings. Because I tell you, God gets the glory. He gets blessed when we decide to live and make up our mind that we're going to live for him. Because the Bible says in Joshua, choose ye this day that whom you're going to serve. And I don't want to preach, but I tell you, I've enjoyed what I heard thus far, especially from the woman of God who just got through talking about witnessing and telling those men that Jesus loved them. Sometimes we don't have to have a long and drawn out message, but if you give somebody just a little nugget, they may not be saved, or they may not be saved just as much as we are, but just as long as we relate them a message that's coming from God, we have done our job. Amen. So I just want to say that I'm glad that I tuned in, and I'm excited. I'm excited for this ministry, and I'm excited for what God is going to do, because this is the time of the harvest being ripe, and the harvest, people coming in to Christ, getting saved, getting renewed and restored. Amen. So thank you for your time, and I'm just glad I tuned in on today.
Okay, one more time, give me your, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but one more time, give me your name for me, and go ahead and introduce yourself one more time for me.
Evangelist Michael Johnson, Jr.
And I'm told you're 21 years old out of Arizona, right?
Oh, I'm 22 now.
22.
Yes.
My yes. God, if that's not enough in itself, woo, Lord Jesus, come on, you can preach. Come on, somebody. 22 years old, on fire for God, leading souls. Come on now. Woo,
Lord,
my Lord. If that's
well,
not enough within itself, I just got to come from somebody just told me, you know, he's 22 out of Arizona, 21. My God.
Wow.
My God, we really thank God for you. I mean, that is encouraging within itself. Amen, leaders?
Amen.
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 Can I add something right here? Just say something.
Oh, yes. Please, go ahead. Elders, take your hands, please.
All right. Listen, I thank you to everyone that is commenting and that is giving their input. I want to say something. I was listening to some of the comments that were being made, and something just hit me. I think I heard Prophetess Faith say this when she was ministering one day. She said that her husband, when he was alive, he said, you know, there's 28 chapters in the book of Acts. He said, we're writing chapter 29.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When I was reading some things in some study material or whatever, when it got to the end of the book of Acts, as the commentary ended on that book, it said it literally said this: the book mm-hmm. of Acts has not ended.
Come on, that's what it said.
So my question then, my challenge then, or question, whichever way you want to take it, is Paul has done his assignment. He's resting. Peter has done his. He's resting. James has done his. He's resting. All the disciples, all the apostles have done theirs. They're resting. What are you doing? What are you doing to make sure that this book stays alive? Because it is commonly also said that this is the only book in the Bible that does not have a benediction to it.
Mm.
And that is because it's not finished being written.
Hmm.
Amen. Faithful.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me read, Elder. Let me read. I'm going to read 26:16. Listen. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I have appeared unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the powers of Satan unto God, that ye may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Those were Jesus' words. I hear the prophetic rim right now in the kingdom saying, stand, rise. The light has come. Stand upon thy feet. For he has appeared unto us through the scriptures, even through the study of the book of Acts. Glory to God. To be witnesses, to be ministers. You don't have to be an ordained minister. He calls you minister right here. Amen?
Amen.
To minister right now, to minister. He said the purpose to make thee a minister and a witness. The ministers of the Lord, the priests of the Lord shall we be called. Amen. I don't want to preach. There's an anointing on this line today. To God be the glory. But that was very prophetic what, hallelujah, Elder Gates stated. Glory to God. And I turned to see, and that just jumped off the pages, that God is decreeing. These are the red letters, so these are Jesus is saying. And I felt he was saying prophetically now in this hour he's speaking, rise, for thy light has come. That's what I quoted when I started praying. Rise and stand upon thy feet. Glory to God. The Bible tells us our feet to be shod with the preparation of the gospel. Amen. So rise and go forward. He's already called us ministers of the gospel to do what? To lead them out of darkness. Glory to God into his marvelous light. What an awesome time of reflection. What a key revelation today, or how y'all are moving by the gifts of the Spirit to bless the people in the land today. Amen. That was
Sister
Acts
Ruby.
26.
Okay, go ahead.
Acts 26. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry,
Amen.
Acts 26.
Acts 26. Amen.
Verse 16 and 17.
Amen. Are you ready to give us something, a comment, something, how the Lord has blessed you, woman of God, and all that you've been doing, co-hosting and hosting with me on this, and you've been faithful from the start, and you've been here from the start of this journey, for all the people that have come on and spoken, all the leaders that have spoken, not just through the study the studying of the Acts, but you've been here through the whole time, and you've been so faithful, and you do so much, and we just thank God for you today. But do you have something you want to say? I know you do.
Yeah, I do thank God for Jesus Christ, you know, Lord and of our life. I just thank him because give a little testimony about Evangelist Adrian. We were in church together, and they say, I'm always saying I got evicted. They say everybody in Stockton, no, you got evicted. But and I didn't do it. I didn't feel as though I'd done anything that the Bible say that I would be evicted, but I just felt like the Lord was leading us out of there. And the Lord sent in Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and then we came out after I got evicted. I love church. I love going. I love Sunday school. I'm mostly 100% of the time in all the different ministries because I want to be fed and I want to be delivered and saved and sanctified through the Holy Ghost and living a holy life before God and the people, because we can't do anything unless we live holy and righteous with kindness, forgiven in our heart, and with love, and we be thankful to Jesus Christ. But anyway, after I got evicted last year, Evangelist Joshua, she was with us too. She got evicted with me, and she told Adrian that the Lord sent her in the church, and she was special ops for us. And I'm saying to myself, Lord, where am I going? I love to be in the church building. I don't know. I'm saying all the time the Lord was sending me out. I didn't understand all of it. But anyway, and Evangelist Adrian went on, and she was on a program called Circle of Love and with Pastor Adam. And she went on there, and the Lord gave her a vision about, oh, she said, I can do this. So she called or found out or whatever. So, we got evicted about the 14th or something of December, and the Lord had blessed her, and she started this program in January of 2012. What's this, 13? But anyway, and so she started the broadcast, and then she didn't call me at first because she wanted to learn how to do the switchboard or whatever. So the Lord put me on her heart to call me because he knew I wanted the word and I wanted to be a part of it, you know. So anyway, she called me, and the broadcast was set up. Me and Evangelist Joshua and a couple of them, Michael, went on, and Evangelist Joshua was the one doing the switchboard like you're doing and on, but now she's doing different things for her grandchildren. You know how that is. When you call, you got to be there. But anyway, she started the program in January. I was on in January. So I've been with her 15 months. But I say this, Jesus knows what we stand in need of, and I am a witness. See, I say, Lord, I just be crying up in this house because, you know, I go out in the field, the inner city, the car wash, wherever I can, the Lord lead me, and I say, well, never send anybody to another church. Always, if I witness, I always want to go get them or whatever to see their growth and see how they're performing, how the Lord bless them, and take them back and they need transportation. So here I am, not, you know, when you go out there, you got to tell the folks, you know, them folks in the street or whatever, they ask you after they wait for you, then they say, well, what church you belong to? And I'm saying, right now I'm not in that. Well, why you sending me to a church when you ain't in one? So I'm praying. I'm saying, Lord, you got to help me because I just need to be back out there on my job witnessing for you. And I found out all through the book that Evangelist Adrian have had awful lot of speakers on there. Elder Gates is just a blessed young man of God, full of anointing. Apostle Johnson, I heard him, full of the anointing. Do whatever the Lord desired them to do. Everybody on there. But I'm saying to myself, Lord, you know I'm a witness. I can't go out here without being in church. But then he says, well, he keeping me in whole. I say, Lord, I don't know what the whole is about, but I tell you, I've been getting the word every day that I choose to go on here. Sometimes I don't because, like, my daughter passed away. She'll be 2 years next month, so I'm in and out here sometimes. And I know I have to get strong in the Lord. He's going to deliver me. But I'm just saying how Jesus will fix it for you, and he will make sure you get the word. And I'm not in, I miss the fellowship of the saints, but I'm still getting the word every day. And Evangelist Adrian, I must give her credit and props. Every day, God sends, she's on this broadcast. And she just don't go on her own mind. She has to hear from the Lord, and she allows the Holy Ghost to operate this broadcast. So I'm excited, and thanks, everybody. Pray my strength. And I learn to be holy, be clean, and examine myself daily that I may be in the faith. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. What a great, great comment and a great testimony. Amen. We thank God for that, Sister Ruby, truly, because you've been here. That's a great journey. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go down. Let's see. We're going to go to caller area code 323. Welcome, caller. Do you have a comment, and what's your name?
My name is Sister Donna Shaw. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Donna Shaw. Welcome.
Hi. Yes, I do have a comment. I had been listening to New Destiny for nearly a year. What I learned over the time of listening to the broadcast was about praying, and fasting and praying. I have been in the ministry, just saved for 35 years and following the Word of God, and never had a ministry ever taught me the benefits of fasting and praying or even how to fast and pray. Evangelist Bernard and also Prophetess Harrison became so close and such a factor in my life. They led me as a young woman. I was able to be transformed through fasting and praying, from cigarettes, weed, clubs, alcohol. I mean, my life has been totally transformed. And here recently, Evangelist Bernard brought New Destiny to me, to my home. She came, and God had spoke to her to come and see me when I was going through a lot in my life. I was really, really down. She came to my home and prayed, shifted the atmosphere, took me out to dinner, fed my stomach, and then she fed my soul and my spirit. And I just thank the Lord for New Destiny. I thank the Lord for my New Destiny family. I thank the Lord for the messengers of God that he sent, Apostle Johnson, Dr. Winston, the way he spoke that word and dissected that book of Acts was just remarkable. It's just so, even Evangelist Cummings, I mean, there's so many people that I would just really just like to just give God thanks for. This ministry has been just my strength, and it's given me a lot of guidance as a woman of God, and it's teaching me and it's raising me. Oh yeah, and I must speak about the Sunday morning prayer. Love it. Thank God for everyone on the line. Amen.
Amen, Sister Donna. Amen. Thank God for your faithfulness. Thank God for you just tuning in and supporting the woman of God and what she's been doing. But being fed, that's what it's all about, tuning in and paying attention to what all these awesome men and women of God are coming on. And that's what the vision, I'm the leader, founder of this, you know, broadcast. That's what her main thing is, empowering souls to destiny. You know, and it's just awesome to hear that. That is awesome to hear. That is encouraging and inspiring. We can really just praise God for you. And you just going, you know, make transforming your life like that and just taking heed. And, I mean, I think what hit me is, I know my mom can probably relate, that she said she had new prayer and fasting. I hadn't been taught that. Now, that's key in your walk with God to be, you know, coming to learning, especially when you receive the Holy Spirit and continue on your life. You need to know how to fast and pray.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? To decrease so God can increase. And that was deep what she said. See, that's something in itself. To say something about the people of God that come on here and what Evangelist Adrian Bernard is doing here. I know my mama agreed with me. That is vital to your walk with God, being especially being Holy Ghost filled, but fasting and praying. Amen, saints. Amen, leaders.
Amen. And that's why I brought the transformation. And that's exactly what brought about the transformation. And I thank the Lord for his goodness and the people of God that he has placed in my life. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
And may he continue to take you higher, sister. May he continue to do great things in your life. Thank you so much, and we thank God for
you. God bless you, Sister Faithful.
Yes, God bless you, woman of God. Thank God for you. We're going to go over to area code 919. I'm going to try this area code one more time. I think your phone was in and out. Area code 919. Welcome, caller. And do you have a comment? Area code 919. Okay, we're going to move right up here. Area code 843, caller, do you have a comment, excuse me, in your name?
Hello?
Hi, welcome. Your name?
My name is Sherry.
Welcome.
I'm a friend of Apostle Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Welcome, welcome. Do you have a comment?
No, I don't have a comment. Just enjoy the word.
Amen, amen. We're glad you're tuning in to Be Blessed, Woman of God. Thank you for tuning in. We bless God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. We're moving right along. We thank God for her and all the callers tuned in. We're moving on up. Let's see. We're going to go to area code 707. Caller, welcome. And your name?
Doris Campbell.
Oh, Doris.
Yes, it's Doris. I'm so enjoying myself. Thank you. All I can add is that it's been a blessing. I really believe God is always on time. When I found New Destiny Ministry, it was through my business partner, and it just revolutionized my life. It made me grow so much more in the Word. I was so hungry for the Word of God. Sister Ruby, Sister Joshua, Evangelist Bernard, they like mothers to me. I mean, every chance I get, I'm on here. And I used to put the phone on speaker, but I need to change my phone again because I have a beauty salon, and I will put the phone on speaker at 1 o'clock, and the customers will be blessed. And sometimes some of them will be crying when the call is going on. And sometimes Sister Ruby, all of them will just pray for that particular customer at that time. So it was really amazing, and when I finished doing their hair, they would say, I came to do my hair, I look beautiful, and I'm blessed, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And, I mean, they just really were so happy that they even came here and was able to listen to the call and was blessed in every way, and they look living, feeling better about themselves. It's really been a blessing to have a talk radio show where people are talking about God, and you can plug in and listen to so much wisdom, so many people that know so much more. I was not evicted, Sister Ruby, from my church. The Holy Spirit definitely told me, seven confirmation, that it was time to leave, because my purpose there at that time, God's purpose for me, was over. I went there as a fundraiser, somebody that was just hungry to have a building for the Lord, because the church was struggling for so many years, only going from one center to the other, Masonic Hall and all these kind of things. And I knew that was my calling. And I went there and I told him, that's my calling. And he just made a way for me. I could raise funds in one night over $10,000. And that's, God was just making it happen. But the church was not organized. They had no vision. I found out that the pastor's desire was not even to get the building. And there is no way I can stand in the front of the church and ask people for money when I know it's not going to the right place. There is no way I can put myself in the way of God just dealing with me if I'm not faithful. So I sat down. Once I sat down in the church, my spirit was always grieving. I mean, I was excited going to church in the past, but I found myself grieving in the spirit when I was going. And I just told my husband, when we were driving more than an hour to go to church in San Jose from Vallejo. So I don't want to take all the time, but it was the right time for me to be on this call, because that transition from leaving my church to being home now, and I'm praying to God to lead me to a church, because I like to be, I don't want to be a spectator in the church. I want to be participating, but I got to be in the right place. So I'm very careful, and I'm waiting to hear from God. I've been visiting some churches, but I have not felt in my spirit that's where I need to be, because I like service. I like to do something. I like to see changes. That's just my nature. I will just stop here. I just thank God that this was a place for me. And I was also able to introduce Evangelist Bernard to speakers, prophets, bishops from Africa. And, I mean, they were just on here also teaching the word. So everybody learned so much more from other cultures, how we worship and how the scripture is being. I mean, it's just amazing to be in the presence of God and to be around God's people. I'm just so full right now. I thank God for everything I've learned on here. It's just amazing. I've never learned what I've learned on here in the church. My church was done in the business of really converting souls. You can walk in there and probably leave the same if you're not helping yourself. So I would just stop there about talking about the church. But I learned so much more here on this call. than I ever did being in the church I was in, seriously. So I thank God for everyone. Sister Ruby, I thank God for you. Sister Joshua, Evangelist Bernard, you guys are just amazing people, and I thank God for you. I'm still waiting for Sister Joshua to start doing her Bible studies so I can go sign up, because she knows the word. Thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen. One more time, I didn't get your name in the beginning. I'm sorry about that. I couldn't hear it.
My name is Doris, Doris Campbell.
Oh, yes, I heard. Okay, Sister Doris Campbell. Yes, 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 Sister Ruby. That's why she recognized you as well. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, woman of God. That was an awesome testimony. Thank you.
And Brother Michael, I'm going to call Evangelist Bernard to see if I can get Brother Michael's number. I'm trying to go to Arizona. I love that young man. I want to see him in person.
Amen.
Let's see if he's still on. Are you still on, Minister Michael? Evangelist Michael?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Oh, I am blessed of God.
Oh, wow.
And it's so good to hear from you. I think about you all the time. Each time that I'm not able to tune in, I always think of my sister from New Destiny Ministries. And I tell you, I'm so glad to hear from you today.
Thank you. I will call Evangelist Bernard, if you don't mind, to get your number offline. Thank you.
Sure, that's fine. Okay. I'm coming to California for 3 days on next week. I'll be flying in to Menlo Park on Friday night. I'll be there for until Monday, so Friday March 5th, 18th.
Okay, great. I'll see you for sure.
Hello,
okay.
Minister.
Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Oh, Minister Michael?
Yes.
Where are you going in the Menlo? Are you going to preach down there?
Well, my uncle, he's a bishop. His name is Bishop Timon L. Bostic, and he's having his second annual pastor anniversary and a banquet.
Fremont. I know Dr. Bostic in Menlo Park, their church. So that's where that's to preach.
My God, yes.
Oh, okay. So I'll make sure I tell Evangelist Bernard.
Okay. Yes, sounds good.
Okay, that's a blessing. That's your uncle.
Yes, he's not my blood uncle, but I tell you, I'm very close to the Bostic family.
Okay,
his
that's
mother
a blessing.
Was my spiritual mother.
Bishop Timon is over the church now since his mother passed.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Then I'm not going to hold you up. I'll make sure Evangelist Bernard know and call her and let her know.
All right, and God bless you, too. This is Sister Ruby.
God bless you, Minister.
All right. Well, God bless you, my sister.
Yes, that was Sister Ruby. Now, that's what it's all about. You see the networking, and you see the leaders coming together and putting out their locations where they're at, and people of God on there being able to come to the right leaders, okay, amen, and support them and get fed. That's what it's all about. That's what this show is about, amen. I'm excited. We're going to begin to go down just a little bit more. Some of the callers, I see some are dropping in and out. I know signals are fading. We have a lot of cell phone callers as well, so I understand that. Let's begin to go to just a few more calls and we can get ready to start going into prayer. Amen, saints. Let's see if we can go to a few more callers and see if they have something to say. Area code 469. Welcome, caller, and your name?
Dawn Bernard.
Oh, God.
Hi. Hi. How are you, Sister Dawn?
I'm fine. This is my house number. My home number.
Okay. I didn't recognize your home number. Welcome, woman of God.
Oh, I just love a time of reflection. Just give me, it made me get more closer than what I was. I reflect on God most, and then all the things I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but I ain't where what I used to be. I'm more better than I was, and I thank God for this time of reflection. I thank God for you helping my sister. God is good, Sister Ruby, and everybody who's on the line. Thank you, everyone. And you all have a very blessed day.
Well,
and that's Mr. Michael. Thank him, too. Oh, he's a young man. Oh, he's on fire for the Lord, too. I thank him very, very much.
Well, we love you. We love you, Sister Don Bernard. We thank God for you. We love you. You tune in. You support your sister. You tune in faithfully, and we thank God for you. You sure do. You tune in and support her, and we just continue to speak blessings on your family and on your home and just for your faithfulness to the woman of God and supporting your sister. Amen. We love you so much, and we thank God for your comment and just your little testimony there. We thank you. And let's see. We're going to go ahead. Thank you, Don. Sister Don, thank you so much. We love you, woman of God.
Thank you.
We're going to go to, let's see, if I'm not mistaken, let's go to area code 267. We just seen you tune in. I'm not sure if you're a regular or a newcomer. Welcome. Do you have a comment? Area code 267. Okay, they may be muted. Okay, let's see. We're going to go to, I think we've covered everybody. We had a lot of callers. They've been in and out and dropped. And I noticed because of the cell phones, a lot of people are on cell phones or at work. You never know. Let's try this area code one more time. Let's see if I've already been here. Bear with me, everybody. I'm looking at my screen. I have things going in and out here. Let's see. Let's try one more time. Have we already talked with area code 951? Area code 951?
Hello. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Who am I speaking with?
Praise the Lord, everyone. I'd just like to say that I thank the Almighty God for this broadcast, and I thank him for you, Sister Faithful, and for your mother, the prophetess, Prophetess Stake, and I thank the Almighty God for Evangelist Bernard and Sister Ruby and Pastor Gates and Dr. Singleton and all the ministers that I've heard on this broadcast. I tell you, I've been uplifted, and I just enjoy. I wait for the hour of 1 o'clock, and I wait for the hour of 6 o'clock for Pastor Prophetess Stake, and I just enjoy these broadcasts that I've heard within the last month, and I ask that you just pray for me and my family.
Now, I recognize your voice, though. I'm so sorry, your name.
Sister Williams.
Sister Williams. Sister Brenda Williams?
Barbara
Williams. Okay, I'm sorry. Sister Barbara Williams. Yes, you are a very faithful woman of God. We thank you. We really do thank you. You have been awesome and faithful here, tuning in as well here and as well on Prayer Mountain. We thank you, woman of God, for that. Amen. Welcome. We love you. I know Evangelist Bernard, if she's listening, I know she's glad to hear your voice, and we are glad to hear your voice. Amen. Thank you for that. We're going to begin to get ready for prayer, to open the lines for prayers. Our time is approaching. I've pretty much covered everyone that is left. Some of the phones, like I said again, if I didn't get you guys, you were muted. I'll try to go down again. A lot of people have dropped off. We're going to go ahead and begin to open the lines up for prayer. If there's any prayer requests, and the leaders can come together as well and begin to just, we can come and have maybe a leadership prayer or just as well cover the leaders as well, cover Evangelist Bernard as well, cover the prayer request first as well. We can go into that. We do have time if you guys want to do that. Amen. I'll turn it back into Elder Gates to start that. And our Apostle Timothy, you guys can start that off, whatever you guys want to do. Amen. Matter of fact, let's go to Apostle Timothy first, and then we'll go to Elder Gates. But Apostle Timothy, do you have anything to say as you've been listening in to the comments and things like that, man of God? Apostle Timothy, are you available? Okay. Sometimes he has a business. Sometimes he's on, but he's, you know, on mute as well. We'll go back to Elder Gates. Elder Gates, it's in your hand, back in your hands, man of God.
Amen. Just want to thank God that the Bible says that the laborer is worthy of his hire, and sometimes the payment is not necessarily monetary. It's just to know that you touched somebody's life. It's to know that your ministry meant something to somebody. It's to know that you reached somebody for Christ. And I've heard three or four different people say how impactful and how this ministry has blessed them and changed their life. And this is a wonderful thing, because I think sometimes the people that serve in ministry, although we don't do it for pay, we don't do it for accolades, we don't do it to have our name called, but every now and then it's all right if you tell somebody how much you appreciate them, because it gives them a little edge, it gives them a little encouragement, give them a little push to go that much further. Amen. We just thank God that this ministry has, and I will certainly say also that I'm probably the baby of the bunch and the newbie, and you know, newbie among us, but thank God, because I have been tremendously blessed. I came on and just because I heard it, Evangelist Bernard on the Circle of Love, and I just came on just to hear from the Word of God, and then she started circling me in to be able to minister, and thank God for her, thank God for this ministry, for everybody that I've come into contact with. There's not a person here that I don't respect, there's not a person here that I don't love, not a person here that I don't pray for, not a person here that I don't want to see God's best happen for you. Amen. And so at this time, we're going to ask if there's anybody that has a prayer request, you can go ahead and voice that now. And after we get all the prayer requests at once, if Apostle Johnson is available, if not, then Evangelist Johnson can also partner with him, and we'll ask those two men of God to pray for the people of God. Amen.
Hello?
If you can mute your lines, or if there's movement in the background, we're trying to take prayer requests. Is there any prayer requests? I'm going to begin. Is that what you were saying, Elder Gates, as well, to start the prayer request, right?
Yes.
Any prayer requests? Is there any? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I would like prayer for my children, Louisha, Willie, Dinesha, and myself, that the Lord would lead us closer to Him, a closer walk with Thee, for myself and my family.
Amen. Your name?
Donna Shaw.
Oh, it's Sister Donna. Okay, it's Sister Donna of Elder Gates. So Sister Donna, pray with her. Okay. Let's see. That's Sister Donna Shaw. Okay, is there anyone else at the same time that has a prayer request that you're looking for prayer at this time?
Yes, I do. This is Sister Williams.
Sister Williams, okay. And what's your prayer request, Sister Barbara?
Well, first of all, I'd like to pray for Evangelist Bernard, that she's on her way back, and for her household, for Sister Ruby, for myself and my family, and just for all the saints of God.
Okay, Elder Gates, you got those. Anyone else? Is there anyone else that has a prayer request?
Continue praying for Jarvis Bernard.
Okay, Jarvis.
Thank you.
Sister Bernard. Is there anyone else that has a prayer request?
Amen. Yes, I have a prayer request. This is Evangelist Johnson, and I'm asking for everybody to pray for my family, the Johnson family here in Arizona. We've been going through some trials and tribulations. I lost my father 2 months ago, 3 months ago, Elder Michael Johnson Sr. My dad, he was 55 years old, and then after my dad passing away, I had a cousin who passed on the day of my dad's birthday, February the 23rd, which just passed. My cousin Richard was in his 50s. He was in a coma, just like my father was in September. And then Richard, he was in and out of his coma, and he didn't make it. He ended up passing. Then I have an aunt in Fresno, California. Her name is Aunt Addie Mae Perry, and she is my mom's oldest sister. She has lung cancer. The doctor said that she has stage 4 lung cancer. So I'm asking that you guys would just uphold my family in your prayers, especially my grandmother. My grandmother's 80 years old, and she has good and bad days every day. And so I'm just asking that you all would just pray for us, that God will heal and strengthen our hearts. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen, amen. Elder Gates, is there any more prayer requests at this time?
Continually to pray for my family. Evangelist Cummings, continually to pray for my family and my husband. He has a lot of back pain, and I'm praying that the Lord would heal him. His age, most of it is age, but just the Lord would just touch his body and just my son, that those that are, that they make their mind up and totally surrender to the Lord.
Amen, amen. Really quick, Prophetess Faith, are you listening with me to the prayer request?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Okay, I want to make sure you're listening with me. Okay, Elder Gates, you hear the prayer request? Is there any more prayer requests? Is there any more prayer requests?
Yes, begin to. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Tia, right. And I just want y'all to pray for my family, especially my little brother. Pray that God would change his mind and his heart and let him get saved, because he's going into a road of destruction. And the only way I see him coming out is in either in prison or dying. And I just pray that God would change his heart and his mind, and that he would just find his way to the Lord and get a better life than what he's living now. And just pray that my strength in the Lord, and I pray for y'all as well.
Who is speaking right now?
This is Kim.
Kim, when is this? Are you talking about your son?
No, ma'am, my brother. He's my baby.
Your brother.
Brother.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
There's a word. I just want to let you know that you're going to have to speak the word, remind God of his covenant promise that my household shall be saved. That my household shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
Put God in remembrance of his word. That my household, because I got a son. And I'm putting God in remembrance that my household shall be saved. That the fruit of my body and that my brother is my household, Father. This promise goes down to 1,000 generations. And I decree and declare he's not on a road of destruction. You send laborers into his vineyard.
Get it up over here.
You decree and send laborers. Call his name. Send laborers.
Yes,
I can't reach
Lord.
You, but
yes,
you can,
yes,
Father.
God.
I can't reach
yes,
David,
you
but you can, Father.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Put
hallelujah.
God in remembrance. Hallelujah. He can touch.
Hallelujah.
He can visit. Where you
hey,
can't. Glory to God. There's nothing too hard for our God.
Yes,
and you
Lord.
Claim his soul, Father, my household, my brother, Lord. You promised in your word. You said, you said, pray to the Lord of the harvest. That you
yes,
send
Lord.
For labor. Send a labor, Lord. Send a
labor
to
Lord.
Him in the name of Jesus.
Thank
give him a road
of
Damascus as you did
yes.
Paul.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God.
Yes,
he had
thank
to knock
you,
Paul
you.
On his behind. Hallelujah. And his word, well, who art thou, Lord? Touch
yes,
this brother,
yes.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, matter of fact, I'm just going to do what I feel the anointing to do. We plead the blood
Lord.
Right now.
Get it up, both
seed.
Now, enemy coming against the male
get it
seed
up,
in our family.
Yes.
Coming against
yes.
our brothers.
Yes.
Coming
yes.
against our sons.
Yes.
Coming
yes.
against
yes.
our nephews, God.
Yes.
Coming
yes.
against
yes.
the fathers in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
The African-American seed, oh God, that the enemy
yes.
has targeted, oh God. The
yes.
male
right
seed. Glory to God. And we start with the sister Kim's brother. By the power
yes.
of the blood of the Lamb
yes,
of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
That you promised,
oh, yeah.
Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your promise of two is touching and agreeing and asking
Lord,
anything
God.
In the earth,
yes,
it shall
Lord.
Be done on them.
Jesus.
Promise,
Jesus.
God, that
Lord,
hallelujah. This blessing,
hallelujah.
This covenant,
hallelujah.
The household shall be saved. Glory to God.
Thank
Father,
you.
One touched
yes,
by
Lord.
You.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. You're omnipotent.
Hallelujah.
Your spirit has seven eyes. It runs to and fro. Your word runs to and fro throughout the whole earth. We decree
you,
and declare, Lord,
you,
that your brother
right
shall
now,
be
Lord.
Saved. My son
right
shall
now,
be restored.
Lord.
The men
right
and
now,
the people of God on the line, the fathers,
thank
the
you,
sons, the nephews,
yes,
oh God,
Lord.
The devil
yes,
is alive. You take your hand up for God's covenant. God's men and African-American race. The truth is broken. The spirit of destruction. Self-destruction. Heaven is out of the sky. The house of the Lord. The lion of the Lord rebuke you. God, you cry out. One voice of the Son. One voice of the Son. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We
thank
lasso
you,
him in the river of the
thank
Spirit.
You,
we lasso him in the Holy Ghost.
Thank
we
you.
Decree
yes,
free in the name of Jesus.
I
got roots in the blood.
Right,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise. We thank you for what you're doing in that brother.
Yes,
for today,
Lord.
If I be a prophetess of the Most High God and this thing pleases you today, Father, we did 330 days, you'll have a testimony.
Yes,
he's came into the kingdom for such a time as this. He shall not die.
Thank you,
declare the work of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God, everywhere, God, across this land, yes, Lord, wherever they might be,
Yes, Lord. As we reach them by the vein of prayer, as we reach to them, yes, Lord, by faith, as we reach to them, God,
as we
contact them through the heavens, God, and wherever they are. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for ministering angels right now. Begin to flutter and fly.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Flutter and fly in their direction. Bring to the heirs of salvation whatever they need. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Bring to them whatever they need. Mercy and grace. We command you to follow them. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, yes, Lord, that you would have your divine way. Hallelujah, God. Make the devil out of a liar. Yes, Lord, out of the lie that he is. Yes, Lord. Ah, God, calls the people of God everywhere
God.
To look upon the situation that they want what you're staring about. And God, shout for joy. Yes, Lord. And with a voice of triumph in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we bless you. And so, God, we praise you. We thank you, God, in advance.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, God, in expectation.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God,
thank
in anticipation.
Thank you,
God, because we know, yes, Lord, that our Redeemer lives. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Because we know that our Redeemer lives. Because we know our Redeemer lives. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Because we know our Redeemer lives. 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 Yes, Lord. Our Redeemer lives. Hallelujah, God. Our Redeemer lives. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our Redeemer lives. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Our Redeemer lives. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Job said, who will be our daysman? And we know Jesus Christ to be our daysman. He that is holy enough to touch God and compassionate enough to touch us. Yes, Lord, we thank you for our great high priest. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, that gives us grace to help in the time of need. Thank you, God, because you live. Yes, Lord, because you live. Because you're strong. Yes, Lord, because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We as your people, we command peace in every situation. We command a hush. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Peace in the troubled waters. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. And for that, we give you praise.
Yes,
and for
Lord.
That we give you glory. And for that we give you honor. Yes, Lord. And for that we give you praise. For thine is the kingdom. Yes, God. For thine is the power. Oh, God. For thine is the glory. Yes, Lord. For thine is the kingdom. Yes, Lord. For thine is the power. And thine is the glory. For thine is the kingdom. And thine is the power. And thine is the glory. For thine is the kingdom. And thine is the power. And thine is the glory. For thine is the kingdom. And thine is the power. And thine is the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Hallelujah, both now and forever. Yes, Lord, and we celebrate you.
Hallelujah.
Namas, yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Thank you.
Namaboshikia.
Thank you.
Namas.
All right.
Thine is
the kingdom.
Tabashiki.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord.
You are our glory and the lifter of our head.
Yes,
Lord. You are our glory and the lifter of our head. Thank you. You are our glory and the lifter of our head.
Thine is the glory. Hallelujah.
You are our glory and the lifter of our head. Yes, Lord. You are glory and the lifter of our head. Yes, Lord. You are glory and the lifter of our head. Thank you. You are glory and the lifter of our head. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Hallelujah,
you,
Lord Jesus.
Power belongs to God. Hallelujah, God. Power belongs to God.
That's
how Lord. Power belongs to God.
Hallelujah.
Power belongs to God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Power belongs to it. Yes, Lord. Power belongs to it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All glory. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We wait on you. Hallelujah. All power. All glory. All honor to you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All honor. All glory. All power to you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Holy Spirit, we wait on you for the power. Hallelujah. Yes, all honor, all glory, all power.
That's
unto the Lamb that sits upon the throne. Ah, God, we thank you.
Thank you for being so
thank you.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for peace, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. My God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, 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 what a powerful show today. Amen. My God, powerful show. Tomorrow is going to be even better. As we reflected today, we start a new thing on Fridays called Provoked Friday. And this is going to be by Pastor Ed Hamilton of Provoked to Purpose Ministries out of Houston, Texas. And it's going to be an awesome, awesome experience as he teaches us to go ahead and go back into regaining our birthrights, amen, in our ministry and in our lives. It's going to be an awesome experience. We encourage everyone to tune in tomorrow. And you will see the flyers up. Follow the flyers and the announcements on Evangelist Bernard's Facebook if you're on Facebook. If not, you know the regular time, same place, same time. Get ready for a mighty, mighty, mighty time, amen, and learning to regain your birthright. And this is truly an awesome man of God that's into life coaching and an instructor as well in his day-to-day business, that he has an actual business and a ministry at the same time that he does this in the communities, amen, that he's doing this in the communities as well in the house of God. In the church of God, he's a pastor, amen. So as well, he's teaching so much in every level. We just thank God for Pastor Hamilton that will be on tomorrow. And we thank God for the woman of God as she's in the travels on the way back. We thank God for Evangelist Bernard. And if actually we can have a quick special prayer said over her, if we can maybe ask my mother if she feels led, please, to go ahead and say a prayer for Evangelist. As you know this job and how it is, mother, if you can speak over her as she returns back to bless her and just really quick as we get ready to bless her as she's coming back and things like that to be prepared for tomorrow and things like that going into a new segment and a new series and just different topics and stuff. But we thank God for her as she's traveling back. If you can just from your place of knowing in the ministry of as well, just being as well in the time of rest, but knowing what she's as well coming off of and things like that, if you can speak over her and her ministry as well.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory
to God.
Thank you, God. Father, she's been obedient to what you have called her to do, even to come away and rest a while. That's your word as well, God. And, Father, you told us all in leadership and all of your people that's believing your word not to be weary in the well-doing, for in due season we'll reap. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, the woman of God has gone away to seek new direction. Hallelujah, that when she returns, Father, anointing is coming upon her even now.
Thank
even
you.
As she's on the train coming back, Father, that the new strength that she went away to seek you for is upon her. The new direction, clarity, understanding, and most of all, the peace of God and the rest of God to wait on you, Lord. Glory to God. Not to get ahead of you, Father, because sometimes we do, all of us.
Glory to God. Not to be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication, let her make her request known. We do agree, Father God, that you're making the crooked place straight and the wrong thing right. You're connecting her with the right connections, oh God, that as she returns, oh God, you said she will be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. She'll be blessed going in, coming
Thank
in,
you, God.
And will be blessed going out, and bless her coming into the city, God. Ah, God, I hear the new direction she's seeking you for. Glory to God, the open doors that she's believing you for, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for pouring out upon her a new anointing, a new strength, a hearing ear, even to hear even more accurately what your spirit is revealing to her to do, God. We thank you that peace is in her home, blessed coming in and blessed going out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That, Father, you're pleased with her seeking your direction. For you said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And she's done just that. We set ourselves in agreement right now. We as the people of God in one voice, one mind, one heart. That she'll be strengthened, oh God. A new anointing. That she'll run the race even the more with patience. And hallelujah, that you'll receive the blessing that she's believing you for that's upon her now. Glory to God. Of the direction, yes, Lord. She wants to know how, Lord. Glory to God. She wants to know when. No. She wants to know now. When, Lord. Hallelujah. Do it now for Holy Spirit. That if she steps on the soil of her territory, God, an open door is coming. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, hallelujah, for your strength being made perfect in this time that she has sought your face for the new direction in her life. And even on this broadcast, we thank you for it, Father. Glory to God. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. We're excited she's coming back, and we know that God did some things while she was gone. My God, she has some praise reports. I said, go ahead, woman of God. Hey. God is on your side, okay? Then who can be against you? We just thank God for her. So we're going to get ready to close out. Same time tomorrow. You can tune into, as well, there's a website, www.newdestinyministries.com. I will post the link as well. We will post the link on her page. You can follow the links to the site that you can go ahead and come onto the site. If the ministry has been a blessing, please go ahead and sow a seed into this woman of God's broadcast. She wants to be able to support and bless these leaders like never before, amen? And go ahead, and if God is speaking to you, sow a seed, a small seed, a big seed. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, bless this broadcast, amen? Because she's bringing on leaders. She's bringing on leaders to speak into your life. She wants to bless those leaders, but do more, even more, okay, amen? So she doesn't ask for anything. She doesn't say anything, but we're letting you know there is a link available that you can sow a seed into the ministry, amen? And that's www.newdestinyministries.com, because she wants to do greater things, that she's a portal and she's a platform for these ministers. So we thank God for all that's come out, and we love you, everyone, and we wish you well. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and we will see you same time tomorrow. Thank you, leaders and people of God that have come on, all Elder Gates. Thank you, Sister Ruby. You've been fabulous. Thank you so much, woman of God, anointed, fabulous, awesome you are. Thank you, Sister Ruby. Do you have anything to say?
Oh, just praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. All the Evangelist Cummings, we love you. Elder Gates, Apostle Timothy, we love you all. Mom, Prophetess Faith, thank you. We love you all. We thank everyone. Evangelist Cummings, we thank you all so much, and we love you. Amen. And we'll see you same time, I pray, tomorrow and in the future as well. Amen. God bless everyone.
God bless you.
Send
a blessing.
God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. God bless. We're going to close out with a song.
Faithful.
On stage, BB and CC.
Yes.
No, I was going to let them know that Elder Gates is speaking on the rules of engagement tonight.
Oh, he is?
So tonight, really quick. Yeah, tonight, really quick, Prayer Mountain Ministries is Thursday night, Decree and Declare. The number really quick is, we're short for time, the number really quick is area code 916-233-2999, extension 893030. That's over at Prayer Mountain Ministries, and it's going to be tonight is prayer for the nations and communities and leaders and teaching, but tonight we're going to be having the rules of engagement teaching going forth over on Prayer Mountain Ministries, amen, one of the women of God's very, that's, I'm straight supportive of Minister Adrian Bernard's ministry, amen. So we thank God for Prayer Mountain Ministries. That's my mother, everyone. So come over and support, amen. I thank God for everyone, amen. We'll hope to see you there tonight as well. God bless everyone.
Is it 6 o'clock?
Yes, it's going to be 6 p.m. Pacific time, the regular time. Amen, amen, amen.
Now on stage, BB and CC Winans.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, the blood.
accepts the 2010 BMI Trailblazers of Gospel Award. The incomparable Andre Crouch. Now on stage, BB and CC Winans.
The blood that Jesus.